Joining us by telephone, Melissa Dotter with Drug Free Communities Program. A big conference. What did you talk about?
Well, with prom and graduation season upon us, we actually took our regular AOD Partnership Council meeting to look at underage drinking. It's also Alcohol Awareness Month, so it is perfect time with all those things coming together. We actually had a great discussion. We had a great panel looking at the way that alcohol impacts the teen brain and the teen body. We also heard from a local woman who is living with alcohol-induced dementia and can trace her years of alcohol abuse back to when she started as a teenager. And we also heard from our youth-serving organizations and those that work with youth as far as what kind of things they are doing to combat this issue.
Alcohol-induced dementia. I have never heard of that before.
It actually comes with years of alcohol impacting the brain, with our brain being just like a large, it's a sponge, essentially. The more that it becomes saturated, the more damage that we do, it can impact those areas of the brain that can affect your balance. It can affect your short-term memory. It can impact your feeling within your hands and your feet. It can impact you in a number of different ways, actually.
Is it also true that alcohol affecting teens can be seen in some cases immediately or close to it by their ability to learn or understand concepts while they're still teenagers?
Absolutely. Yeah. There are some studies that show that the brain doesn't fully develop until we reach at least 25. In some cases, it may go up as far as 27. So the more damage that we do to our brains early on through our teen years, the more likely we are to have problems as, let's say, if they went on to secondary or post-secondary school to college. UWMC is actually seeing a diminished capacity for learning, their ability to retain that information. So we've got some schools that are very concerned about this growing issue that are part of that discussion today.
And it's really no surprise that alcohol is the most abused substance out there. It's pretty easy to get. It's socially acceptable at many levels. And a lot of these young people just think, well, it's no big deal, but it can be, can't it?
Absolutely. You know, there is no greater substance of abuse for teens and young adults than alcohol. You said it perfectly. And, you know, when we joke about killing brain cells, when youth and when those whose brains are not fully developed drink, they are damaging their brain cells. Granted, we are able to grow them back in some capacity, but in years and years of that kind of abuse to your brain has that long-term impact.
Prom season coming up. Any idea what's taking place to perhaps curb some abuse and use there?
We're going to be partnering. The AOD Partnership Council is going to be partnering again with our schools and law enforcement, as well as the district attorney and others, to help get information out about both the legal aspects of it. We do have our social host ordinance, which penalizes anybody for providing a location for underage drinking up to $5,000, so it's a pretty substantial fine, as well as the health impacts. And encouraging our teens, we have a number of teens that are involved, to get the word out there that there are other things that people can do besides drink.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Going back to that burden of alcohol report, that we now know that excessive alcohol use that includes underage drinking costs every man, woman, and child in Marathon County over $1,100 per person for a total of over $152 million. So it is absolutely a concern in the community. We are far too accepting of allowing youth to drink, especially when what we now know related to the teen brain. One last point. The way that kids drink now is different than it was back in the day when there was Boone's Farm and people drinking PBR. It's now high alcohol content drinks. Kids are drinking fast. They're drinking with the goal to get drunk. So people are drinking differently as well.
The cost figures for how much it costs every man, woman, and child in the county, how did you come up with that?
UW Pop Health recently released the Burden of Excessive Alcohol Use Report, and it takes into a number of different factors, things like productivity loss, health care costs, treatment costs, law enforcement costs for things like enforcement and incarceration. There's some other costs that go into it, but then that per-person amount comes, you know, based on our population in relation to those different factors.
And this would be the same study, I believe, that was released down at City Hall about a month back.
Yep, same study. But underage drinking is a part of the definition for excessive alcohol use, along with binge drinking, heavy drinking, so drinking more than two per day for males, one per day for females, and that'd be servings, not drinks, as well as those that drink while they're pregnant. So those four things factor into this excessive alcohol use. We do have some more information on the website, too, in that burden. On the Healthy Marathon County website, we actually have some things from today's meeting, like at the flyer and stuff, that has some nice sum-ups. And so we'll have some resources from today's meeting on our website soon.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.